Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bollocks?
Rob Bollocks, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
What a pleasure, what a pleasure. Always a pleasure. A lovely Wednesday morning to have you in here for Can You Adam and Eve It?
It's a good one.
Tell
today.
Us about the world, Rob.
Well,
what's it got for us today?
I'm talking about two things and one quick little snippet in between them. Right, somehow, if we were able to extract all the gold from the Earth's molten core, you could cover the surface of the Earth in a layer nearly 1.5 feet thick. I actually worked that out in centimetres. You multiply the inches by 2.56 and I come up with 46.00 centimetres.
Right.
The whole world would be covered in that. And it would weigh an estimated 1.6...
Hold on, what do you do?
If you want to convert inches into centimetres, you multiply inches by 2.56.
They multiply centimetres by 2.56. There's more, less centimetres.
No, inches.
Inches are bigger than centimetres.
Oh, shit, I've done it around the wrong way. Oh, well, can someone let us know? Oh, I was quite proud of myself then. what a dick. Okay, anyway.
Still, moving on, that's still a foot and a half of gold, you say?
Yeah, foot and a half of gold, and it would weigh roughly 1.6 quadrillion tonnes.
Ooh, count it up, Tess, what do you reckon?
I can't count that up right now. That's ridiculous.
It's like counting blades of grass.
I always thought Brazilian. I don't know whether that's a real word, but I made that up once for the most money or the most of anything is like 100 Brazilian.
I know when I was a kid, I did a quapazillion, I thought was one. And then I thought there was a Thai quapazillion. But I think it's something with the cyclones and Battlestar Galactica. There's a quapazillion. How weird.
Anyway,
there's a lot of gold in from all the way to the molten core.
Yeah, well, somewhere between 30 and 40 million years ago. It took somewhere between 30 or 40 million years for the Earth to go through the process of becoming the solid rock we know today, right?
Mm.
While it was still a
solid rock with a molten core.
It was still a molten lump of space goo, a technical term I thought of, all the metals that are attracted to iron, like gold, were drawn into that core. So that's why it's
right.
All
you
there.
See, that's why gold's so sought after, though, because it's deemed to be core.
But like then I thought to myself, well, I wonder how much. This is why I love these things, because it sends me on little paths. And I thought, how much gold is on Earth at the moment that we know about?
You mean like on the surface?
On the surface. Yeah. And apparently, the latest figure is 171,300 tons, which isn't a lot when you think about how much like 1.6 quadrillion.
That we have mined already, or not?
Yeah, we have mined. It could fit into a cube with the sides of just 20 metres.
Really? In the whole wide world?
In the whole wide world.
And 20 metres is pretty high. It's quite a lot.
Yeah, but when you think about it, that's not really much, is it?
All the rings and earrings and necklaces.
All the gold that has been mined throughout history is still in existence.
All the wrappers, necklaces, you know?
Most of it is still in existence.
Yep.
Which means, say, for example, you've got a gold watch. Some of the gold, this is what freaked me out. Some of the gold could have been mined by the Roman 2,000 years ago.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because it keeps being recycled. But the way gold is being used in the technology industry now, it's completely different. The British Geological Society told me that about 12% of current world gold production finds its way into the sector of technology, where it's often used in such small quantities that is uneconomical to recycle it. So for the first time ever, gold is being consumed for the first time. We're actually consuming it.
Right. Well, it must go somewhere, though.
Yeah, but no, it doesn't get recycled, you know, because you get such small amounts.
What about in cinnamon schnapps, that gold? I can sell the cinnamon schnapps at the bar called Goldschlager, and he says gold in it. A friend of mine had a business down in Queenstown or down that area down there, and they basically just had a machine that sort of filtered river water and took the microscopic bits of gold out of that. Yeah, they did quite well out of that, I believe, if he's not still doing it.
So that was quite interesting. Now, this is a little one that I just couldn't believe this bloke, what a complete idiot. A British man changed his name to Tim Price to make it harder for telemarketers to pronounce his name. What a dick. Why go to all that trouble?
That's funny, though.
Yeah, but just go, oh, no, thanks.
Look at the way you've written it down in your book.
I write to, it was 10 P's and then the word price.
Price.
Must have been watching episodes of like an Open All Hours or something when he thought of that. But what a plank. Anyway. Right. I've always known about Shakespeare, obviously, because of all his...
I'm so glad I corrected you on that, by the way, on that ancient centimetre thing, because listeners have.
Okay, well, what is the... in centimetres, then?
2.54 centimetres per inch.
I was right then.
No, you're backwards, man.
No, I multiplied inches. Ah!
Other way around, love.
Shit, okay. I'm not going to even think about that. Maths was never my strong point.
Next.
Right, Shakespeare invented the name Jessica, right? Which is what you gave me.
Did he?
Yeah. So I thought, well, what else did he invent? Like other words, because he was quite a clever geezer.
Now, there's a curly talker.
Apparently... But this is, I found out it's untrue. They said he invented 1,700 English words. I didn't even know there was that many to start off with, but he didn't.
Well, it's quite bold to do that, isn't it?
He didn't.
Yeah, he didn't.
He didn't. So that's just one of those things. But I've sussed out
Fake news.
Yeah. I've sussed out some more words that he invented. I thought, is inventing a word the right phraseology for it?
Creating a word, maybe? Or?
Creating. It's like, you didn't really invent a word. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, these are some of the words he invented, and I realised when I wrote them out, it could actually be a play. So I'm going to attempt to read it out just by the tone of my voice.
Okay, yeah. So
see if it works.
Oh, okay. So it's a radio play almost.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Jessica, gloomy, laughable, majestic, lonely, radiance, hurry, generous, frugal, critical. Courtship, zany, undressed, rant, puking, buzzed.
Are these all words he invented?
They're all words he invented.
Once again, could you run through those?
Like as I was doing, like,
yeah, please. Miss.
Jessica, gloomy, laughable, majestic, lonely, radiance, hurry, generous, frugal, critical, courtship, zany, undressed, rant, puking, buzzed.
He invented puking.
Yeah. Yeah, that sort of, I thought, mate, that's a bit, I thought that
zany? He came up with some good words, didn't he?
Yeah.
Lonely. He invented the word lonely.
He invented the word lonely, yeah. Generous, frugal, critical.
Hurry.
Hurry,
what did they say? Oh, hasten, they would have said before then, wouldn't they? Oh, hasten!
But Jessica, that's, I remember you told me
hasten
that
up,
ages
I'm getting
ago.
All by myselfish sitting here.
So I thought that was quite good the way I read them out. That was sort of acting abilities.
Because I look.
There you go, look.
I'm just trying to imagine what they would have said before. They said things like gloomy. Oh, I am off colour.
Yeah.
Or I'm feeling low. Courtship, I suppose, fair enough. Rant.
Yeah, that seems like a modern word to me.
Gosh, you really are talking at pace about nothing.
You're going bonkers.
Look at all these words that Shakespeare invented. Tess.
Oh, yep.
So did you ever not read them out like a play?
No, I didn't.
That was good.
Tess, do you think your name was invented by Shakespeare in a roundabout way?
I don't think so. Do you think so?
Well, I mean, Jessica was.
But my name is Tessa.
Well,
it's different.
But they're not a whole different...
Now I understand.
No, I know, because it's a common mistake.
So Tessa would have been around before Jessica, you're saying?
Now I understand.
Have you done the checking about your name? Have you done all the groundwork about you?
No, I haven't. No. Have you done it about yours?
Eighth most popular name in the world, actually. Michael means angelic, just saying. Yeah.
It means
does it?
Now I know why they found traces of opium in William Shakespeare's pipe when they tested it because of all this stuff.
Very presumptuous.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, hey, what about this 2,000-year-old Greek boat that they found?
Yeah,
hey, let's talk about that next week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right,
sure.
Right on. Yeah. Thank you, Rob.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.